Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Just telling DZ how I traumatized Hudson yesterday. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Good morning, Wepa.
He set off my car alarm, which I will tell you later in the show today, and it was quite an event.
What a goofball. We got some interesting kids, because I got something else, too.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook, and I immediately took it down when I realized how disgusting the picture was.
You posted it?
For 5 seconds, which you're going to have to listen to the show today to find out.
I went,
nobody wants to see this while they're eating dinner.
That's
maybe
why I didn't
this
post
was
it.
Not very nice.
I just sent it to you.
I put thoughts and prayers for DZ and Aaron, and then I took it down because I went, oh, this is disgusting. And if you didn't see the Facebook post, we have to discuss today on the air.
We will. We will.
Basically, both of our kids ruined our lives yesterday. But we're back and we're better than ever, everybody.
We're thriving, y'all.
Kids, we're doing great. Have kids, they said.
Thriving Thursday. We here, baby.
Let's go. We got NF tickets after 8 o'clock. You can still listen on the Odyssey app to win a trip for four to London to see Taylor Swift.
Did you hear that? Four of y'all. Tay in the UK.
People. Whole family going.
Four friends.
All you have to do is listen for an hour on the Odyssey app. Every hour you listen each day gets you a new entry. Mm-hmm. So good luck. Just listen through the Odyssey app instead of your radio. And coming up this morning, we not only have the question of the day, but how we were both traumatized. We'll talk about it. Good morning.
Tell them you find a little something fresh, I know. Tell them I'm next. Tell them you find a little something fresh, I know.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, you ready for this one?
Sure.
It sounds simple, but it might not be. I think it's a little deeper than you think. Is someone's word enough for you to trust, or do you need more? Is someone's word? Do you need actions? Do you need something else?
Yeah.
I guess actions would be the only other option if it wasn't words, right?
Right. Are you a word is bond kind of guy, or do you need somebody to prove it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is the question. Do you need more than just someone's word? If I say, hey, trust me.
Yeah.
Would you?
I'm a pretty trusting person. I mean, obviously, if I don't know you, I'm not just going to go, hey, trust me, I got some candy over here. You know, it's delicious. I'm not just going to follow you for free candy. Then I'm going to say, show me the candy.
Some people would, though. Those are the people that would trust you no matter what.
But usually, if I'm already familiar with you and you tell me something, I'm not going to feel like I need to doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you prove that I need to doubt you.
So if someone comes up to you at a supermarket.
Yeah.
And they're like, I have no money and I need bus money. Do you believe them? Because I do not.
Yeah.
A word at that point is not enough for me. Even with people I know, sometimes I need actions over words, you know?
I assess the situation.
Yeah.
I usually don't just freely give money out, nor do I carry cash. But I've had moments where I've offered help in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Even in, you know, strange situations like, oh, you need help? I will help you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily got what you're looking for, which is money.
Yeah.
But if you maybe need a ride, I might offer you one.
Okay.
Or if you need something, personal care, I've offered people to buy them some personal items that they needed from the store. And it ended up being bad because they were like, nah, I just need the money. And I was like, no, you said you needed the diapers, old man. I'll go buy you the diapers.
Go get them.
I'll go buy you the diapers. But if you just want the $5, $10 for diapers, nah, I ain't doing that.
No, thanks.
I got my card on me. That's all I got, Poppy.
So then you're talking to me and you know me. And I say, trust me, I'm not going to tell anyone what you just told me. Is that enough or do you need action?
I'll trust
because
you.
Because now you, it's with somebody you know. I'm putting every scenario in front of you and going yes or no.
Under any situation, like, or
until I proved you, until I went and told somebody and then proved it wrong,
and
right?
Then I'm like,
and
then you're like, you said you weren't going to tell anybody.
Noted. Yeah, you're like, now I don't trust you because your actions proved otherwise.
I told you not to tell people about my feet, man.
And like, I was like, DZ, that was such a great story.
But I had to share. I'm so sorry. Then I'm like, see, no, you're not sorry because you said you wouldn't and you did. And you tell people how ugly my feet are, bro. That's not cool.
So you are good with people's word for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust anyone.
You don't trust anybody's word, no matter what.
It's hard. It's embedded in me from childhood. This is my dad. I think he's got OCD, and I'm not even exact. It's not the saying it in passing mental health comment. Like, I really think he's got, you know, trust issues with control, and this is so that it gets embedded in you as a kid.
Right.
Well, you're always paranoid, right?
The way
some of this
raised.
Is mental health stuff, too. But, you know, it really is. But I want to be trusting, and sometimes it is situational. Sometimes I'm a dummy and I trust someone and then I get screwed. And I'm like, God, of all the circumstances, why that person?
Is there situations or people that you do trust or words that you do trust, not necessarily blindly, but without feeling like you have to have control or maybe not control, but have to doubt everything?
My sister.
Bad.
My family.
Family, fair.
You grew I don't up worry. With them. I don't worry about you. Because you're a dude and you just don't care.
I just threw my hands up. I was like,
DC just doesn't care. Not only could
not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way. Like, you're just not going to repeat my business because you don't care.
No.
Unless you tell Aaron over dinner because I told you some wild story that's entertaining. You know?
That's just really telling myself nothing. Again.
Yeah.
Really. It's
I don't
just
care
telling
tell
me
Aaron.
Over again.
When you're married, I feel like I just know you may tell your partner things. Like, I have accepted that as a single person. I was married once. I would not be surprised if people tell their partner stuff.
And even then, though, like
in private.
And even then, if there was something you were like, hey, you know, it's like, just don't share this with anybody. And it felt like it was something that didn't need to be repeated.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily go home and be like, baby, hey, yo.
Aaron, listen.
Because again, I might go home and forget.
This is what I mean about you. You would forget the
move
juicy
on with my day. I move on with my day after hearing
and
it.
And then Aaron, who's a female detail oriented, would go, How did you tell me this story?
Because then next time we all kick it, you're going to tell her. And she's going to be like, you didn't tell me. I'm like, oh, yeah.
See?
I forgot. My bad.
All right. So the question of the day is someone's word enough for you to trust, or do you need more? Honestly, I'm in a place where I need action, especially from new people coming into my life.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching you like a hawk because of my past and my trauma and my childhood. 100%.
I get that. And see, part of my past, my trauma and experience makes me go, you know what? It don't matter. No way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, trust it until you're proven otherwise. Crazy how it happens, doesn't it?
Well, you don't let them bug you. You're like, oh, yeah? You want to suck at life? Not my problem.
Listen, I've let it bug me far too often and far too many times early in life. Now I'm just like, nah.
Somebody texted in and said, your word is bond.
Word is bond, baby.
I know a lot of people that, unfortunately, are not that way.
Not true.
Somebody said, prove it first, then trust comes. And then Kayla from Michigan said, depends on the person.
Okay.
Okay, we got a lot of texts coming in. We're going to read them next, and we're going to take your calls. The question of the day is someone's word enough for you to trust, or do you need more?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question is someone's word enough for you to trust, or do you need more? The texts are coming in, and they're good. Somebody said, respect and trust go hand in hand. That's true. If you don't trust someone, you don't respect them. I actually, without a doubt, people miss that all the time.
No, facts.
And they're like, why you treat me like that? I'm like, because they don't respect you. Because they don't trust you. Like, do the math. Like, well, I think, you know, people don't put those together, though.
But do you respect people without trusting, though? Can you respect people without
trusting
them?
Probably not.
No.
I'm not going to be polite and cordial.
Sure.
But am I going to respect someone I do not trust near me? No. Think of a random, I don't know, there's no coworkers off the top of my head, but think of when you didn't trust a coworker. Mm-hmm. You didn't respect them because you didn't trust them. You'd still be cordial and nice, but there's
professionalism for sure.
It's like when someone lies to you and they're like, why are you being, because I don't respect you.
Because I don't respect you like
that. Because your word sucks.
Your word is not bond.
Yeah. Ebony's calling this morning. We got to get to her because she is working towards a theme song.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi, Daisy. Hi.
Yeah. What's up,
Ebony? What up, Ebony? It's day three.
Woo! Ebony.
You know,
All right. We're talking about trusting people. Is someone's word enough for you to trust them, or do you need more, Ebony?
No, because I used to be the type of person to, you know, word is bond. You know, I go off of your word. But honestly, we live in a world where it's like you need to build up a good rapport with people for them to take your word.
Sure.
Until then, you got to do a lot of action so that you can use your word. And people are going to lock into that.
Well,
so
listen to this text. This is such a great point. Sometimes you want to trust them even after they fail you, which goes deeper on this topic where if someone's actions do, you know, are not loyal to you in some way, whatever that may be.
It almost makes you want to trust them more to be like, come on, prove it. Prove yourself.
Because you don't want to be wrong that
you're
you trusted them.
You're not a bad person. My judgment couldn't have been off. You're a good person.
It's not me. It's you. No,
right. But see, that falls into like you wanting to have this this kind of ideal of this person in your head instead of really just taking what you're seeing and what you're hearing.
See them for who they are and how they
you know?
Yeah.
And I also want to just tell y'all something real quick. I don't know about everybody else, but I wanted to let y'all know that y'all are excellent for my mental health.
Aw, thanks, Ebony. Well, you can call and talk to us anytime you want. Because
it starts my day off great, and I appreciate you guys.
Ebony basically called us doctors. You heard it. You heard her. Yeah.
You know what? Dr. Allie and Dr. DZ coming at you.
I got to go change my coat. This one's black. I need my white coat. Hold on.
You know what? I just passed the boards. Let me come back.
Board certified physician.
Board certified by no one. But ourselves. All right, Ebony, you have a great day, girl.
All right, y'all too.
Bye. We'll see you tomorrow for day four. Bye.
All right, let's go to Danny in Oak Creek next. He's already earned his theme song. He's ready to go. Danny, good morning.
Yo.
Danny.
I'll tell you guys this right now. I would take your word as bond.
Let's go.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this, too.
Yeah.
I've lived a long life, and I just don't trust people anymore. It's to the point that they believe their own baloney.
That's a great point where a lot of people don't take accountability or lie a lot because they truly just have to just believe in their own minds, whatever.
It's not a lie to them.
It's their reality.
It's their reality.
Even though we're on the outside going, woof, that person is not honest, or they don't really, they're thieving from someone, but they're not owning their actions, and they tell you, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Right.
It'd be like an am I the jerk, justifying everything.
Scamming.
So that's a good point. And you know what else somebody texted in, you guys? Carrie texted in and said, I've had 5 different guys promise to help me install a simple bathroom faucet. 3 months later, think it's in? ?
Dang.
Carrie?
Yeah.
That's 5 no's.
But I mean, if I got close friends and stuff, I mean, there are people, but you can burn me once, but that's it. I won't get burned again.
For the most part, new people coming into our lives, it doesn't surprise me if you don't trust them the way we are now, you know? Like, I get what you're saying. People you know, though, for sure, you build up relationships.
You're apprehensive,
I got to build a rapport.
There you go. Once you build that rapport, then it's easy trusting for me, right? Well, if I don't know you, I'm not going to trust you. But once if I've dapped you up 2-3 times, then you can tell me whatever about your life and I'm gonna believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight up.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna try that on DZ later. I'm gonna tell him whatever I want. See,
you come in here with some wild stories sometimes, and when have I ever looked at you and gone, I don't believe
you? You're right. And they were all true.
See? I got no reason to doubt you. I got no reason to doubt Danny. He could tell me he owns 50 pig farms, and I'll be like, dang, Danny, that's crazy.
That's actually true. I would too. You know what, Danny? We trust you. Hey, have a great day.
Get back 50 pig farms, I'd probably be a serial killer.
Never mind.
And we'd eat a lot of bacon.
You're too good of a guy for that, Danny. Never mind.
Bye, Danny.
Bye.
Peace, fam.
Somebody texted in and said, like Future says, we don't trust you. Somebody else texted in and said, Ebony's my new favorite caller.
Ooh.
And then Lorian Cedarberg texted in and said, actions speak louder than words. I have to be able to trust you before I can trust your word.
I understand.
Okay, fair enough. Last but not least, Kelly is in Sussex this morning. Kelly.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
The question is someone's word enough for you to trust, or do you need more? The question of the day.
I'm pretty open about things, so if I trust you with one of my secrets, I trust you with my life.
Oh.
So sometimes
that could be a bad thing, and I have not gotten burned yet.
Good.
But, yeah, I trust people, and if I tell you something I trust, you're not going to repeat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Kelly, maybe we should have a talk.
It's like, well, think about it, bro.
I'm
like,
kidding. I don't tell your business if it's not appropriate. But.
Okay, with y'all.
That's all right.
Trust is reciprocal, though.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're not trusting, that means maybe you don't want to be trusted back.
Oh, you think it means they're the ones that can't be trusted. But see, I feel like maybe...
I'm just stirring the pot, bro.
You know, maybe there's some reflection there. I don't know. Maybe that is part of the issue. I think I'm a pretty...
I'm not talking about you.
No, but I think I'm a trustworthy person. But when I have issues with other people, I have to dig inside myself sometimes and go, why does it bug me so much when someone lies if I don't lie? Like, obviously, I have to go, what is it about that? That's really like...
That really irks you.
If you can't let it go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it bugs you to your core.
I get it.
You know what I mean? You always go, why does this bug me?
Why? And it makes you more angry.
Yeah, exactly. Because it bugs you, right?
Dog, listen, I trust people because the people I trust also trust me. Mm-hmm. And when that trust is reciprocal, it's easy picking, man. It's easy going. Yeah. You just get along and things are fine.
And
it's
you
when
know
that,
it.
When that trust is broken and one person's still trying to trust, that's when you're like, man, you got to know when to let it go.
You go, to let it go. All right, Kelly. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a great day.
Poor girl didn't get a word in edgewise.
Well, between us two.
I'm just saying. There it is, the question of the day. Thanks, everybody.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Ooh, I love this one. We get to help DZ again today, everybody. Yeah. Let's tell him what to do with his life choices. Yes.
You really are a fan of that, aren't you?
You know I love to sit in everybody else's chair. Tell me the problem.
while I'm over here just...
There's a reason that I'm on this show, DZ.
Not my problem.
What's the problem, though, for real?
It ain't even a problem.
Yeah.
I just... would like suggestions, solutions, thoughts, investments, ideas. So, y'all know what it is. Tax season. And the tax returns are hitting.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Mine's already gone. I'm not going to lie, but go on.
Some have been hit and already hit off.
It's not like it hit that long ago. It hit it recently and it's gone.
Gone. It happened.
But I had things to do, but go on.
That's your money, right?
Yes.
But, you know, taxes are coming in and we need help. We're wondering what to really, really do with it. Now, we got a few options. Once the return hits, we could either put it towards the roof.
Right? We need a new roof.
We've been wanting to fence in the yard.
And boy, are fences expensive right now. This is the only reason I have not replaced mine. It's crazy. The price of wood, all that stuff.
Bro, we're considering doing the labor ourselves.
Honestly.
I don't mind. You know I'll get handy. And our families are like that, so they'll come up and help. But
100%.
Put up a
fence. But nobody really wants to do that. So fence is in the running.
Right, fence is in the running for sure.
We say we're going to do it, but none of us really want to do it. So, okay, roof or fence?
Depending on how much expensive, right. Mm-hmm. Roof, fence, maybe we just say forget it. Just both get some tattoos.
Oh, something, whatever you want. Screw
whatever
it.
You want.
Happiness, tattoos, and have fun. I don't hate that idea. Go on.
Because the roof and fence are going to have to come either way.
They're happening, yeah.
They're happening. But the tattoos might have to wait. Maybe tattoos. Or do we put it towards the car payment, the
like
mortgage,
debt,
be responsible.
Your house. Something
it.
You could pay off more.
Payments, right.
Yeah.
Or do we save it? Because all the options.
What's savings?
Or something. If you got something better. I mean, if you know what the flights is like for Jamaica right now and we could take a little quick trip, let me know. But
hold on. Let me find you a cheap trip really quick. And I'll be going with you guys.
Expedia.com. Look at that.
Okay. So you want to know, you're getting your refund and you want to know if you should put it towards a new roof, fixing your fence, tattoos or whatever the hell you want, which is an option, fun stuff, a vacation,
or
or
we also want a dishwasher.
Oh, you need a dishwasher.
We need a dishwasher.
Could you combine any of these? Like, could you combine tattoos and dishwasher?
We could.
Oh, I see. This is my pick. I'm choosing dishwashers and tattoo because I do think you should have some fun. I blew my savings for my refund basically on house stuff. So I got a new floor in one of my bathrooms. I redid some things. But my Apple Watch.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
fun.
Hey, that's a fly.
This
purchase
was not
too.
For. I mean, this is not anything brand new. But I wanted an Apple Watch, so that was a fun purchase I made on my own.
You make me want to update my Apple Watch.
See?
I mean, because it's nice. Mm-hmm. It's nice. And now that you're in the club, you know what it's like.
Right. And the Apple Watch, this is like your tattoo. That's your fun money.
Yep, fun money.
I didn't need this. I wanted this.
You wanted it.
Yeah.
And depending on the tattoo, it might be around the same price.
Honestly, that's what I'm thinking.
For real though.
Yeah.
Right. Dishwashers and tats.
Mm-hmm.
Roof. Fence.
Let me see what the listeners are texting in. They said tattoos and bills. Oh my gosh, people are so funny. Then somebody else said a dishwasher.
Dishwasher?
So people are saying the tattoos too. It's like tattoos, one fun thing and something serious.
Okay.
Because tattoos I know can be pricey depending on, but...
The fence, listen.
When you have a big chunk of money, a few hundy, doesn't seem like much. Hence the Apple Watch.
Right.
I was like, what's the Apple Watch in the grand scheme of things?
This ain't nothing.
This is nothing.
Yeah, ain't nothing.
The rest will go to the roof, wink, wink.
I mean... Hey.
Oh, somebody texted in and said I would put up a fence to keep the kids and pets safe.
That's what I'm saying, though. The fence makes a lot of sense.
It would give you peace of mind. Yeah, it would give you the privacy you love. It would also mean you could put the kids out without having to be like a psycho watching them. Mm-hmm. I loved having a fenced yard when my kids were little because I could watch them while I cooked.
It's necessary.
Yeah, it's stuff like that.
So, I mean, realistically, there's a lot of viable options. The roof is going to need to happen regardless. But we made it through the winter, so it's okay now.
Somebody texted in, what's a house without a roof? Good question.
See? That's what I'm saying. All of these texts, they're making me even more confused. Mm-hmm. We dang near got to open it up and take votes.
Fine.
Or if you got a better idea, talk to me.
Well, 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number. DZ wants to know what him and his wife should do with their refund. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be the fence, the roof, the dishwasher, the tattoo? Oh my gosh, we have a lot of options.
We got a lot
actually.
Of options.
Okay,
why not?
We're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So the problem is DZ's got a tax refund and him and his wife can't decide what to do with it.
So it's not a problem. We need solutions.
Exactly. We're going to start with Rebecca in Hale's Corners this morning.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Oh! Hey,
my
Rebecca.
Bad. I had to dance real quick.
I know. We wanted to hear your song, so we didn't pull you up right away. Sorry.
Been a minute. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Good. Better now that we dusted your theme song off.
DZ can't give any advice today. He needs it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rebecca, what should he do with his refund? Because we gave you a list of options of what they need to do. So, what do you think?
See, I'm completely going to come off on a different side of it. So, what I do for my tax return is whatever I got for the child tax part, I put in a savings account for my child.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wait.
I'm trying to hear you out.
Hear Rebecca out right
here. Before I put $2,000 in an account.
I'm a teacher, so like I get off all summer, so I'll use that money for the kids over the summer.
No, that makes sense, though. You got to plan ahead.
That's right.
Some teachers don't get paid throughout the year.
Right. Unless they do summer school, which I or they do year-round pay. Yeah, right.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But then the rest of the money... You spend on a tattoo
but Rebecca,
or something fun for yourself.
I respect what you did, but you have a different lifestyle. DZ is not a teacher. His wife is, I guess, but...
Part lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right? But thankfully, you know, I don't necessarily know if we gotta...
She's saying put it away for the summer. I'm like, we don't have time for that.
I don't know if we gotta or can wait. Honestly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Or a savings account for the kid. I know... Sounds terrible, but it will pay off.
It doesn't sound terrible, but savings accounts for kids are when you have the money to save. You have to have that. He's got small kids.
The boy's got a saving account, though.
Oh, well, that's nice. You ever put anything in it?
Well, yeah, of course.
I don't. Single mom in the house.
Well, that's why I said the portion that you get back for the kids. put for the kids.
Yeah.
Because that's money that you didn't have before.
Sure.
Touche.
Sure.
Touche.
All okay. right.
Well, Rebecca says, save some, spend some.
Yeah, absolutely. Use yep. it later. Thanks, Rebecca.
Appreciate you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Good to talk to you.
I'm have with you, though. If there were things soon. That needed to be done, it'd be a different story. Well, but with things needing to be done, that I just don't see that just being your pick.
And there's necessities. Honestly, I ain't even say, like, we might have to get our garage looked at, but that's a whole nother story for another time.
We
don't even need to get into that.
I was trying to say, we don't have time for savings.
A house is a house.
When one problem gets fixed, another one arises.
Yeah buddy.
Nancy's in Milwaukee. Let's go to her next. Hi, Nancy. How's it going?
Morning. Good morning. Good.
What should he do?
Okay, so this is about your roof. What condition is your roof in?
Honestly, so when we purchased the home, they said that it was reaching the end of its shelf life, if you will, right? But they said it was still in good enough condition to where it would get us through the winter.
Oh, okay, which you've gone through.
We just needed to make sure that we kept the snow off of it so it didn't, you know, compound and then leak through.
So you need to fix it.
It was a light winter, though, so nothing stuck. But we need to get it fixed before. We need a new roof before next winter.
Right.
For sure.
Do you know if the ends of the roof is like, is it curling up on the ends at all? Are they still pretty flat?
Not yet. They still are pretty flat.
Okay, here's a good solution is what you should call. My husband and I call this company called The Guardian. They come and they spray your roof. They don't replace it. They don't tear anything off. It's $8,000.
Oh, and my I'm God. Like, hey, you know what? Bye. Thanks for nothing, Nancy. What the
Nancy
hell?
Nancy said $8,000.
You might as well get a roof.
Hey,
what the hell?
No. You call and ask how much your roof is. It's like $25,000.
If I'm going eight in, I would just find a way. I would be
I'm
like,
just finance the roof.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
No.
That is crazy.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
So they said, I may at least look at it.
When you go and get your estimate for a company to come and replace your roof or do whatever, you call me and tell me how much you have to pay for that.
Okay. Well, then I want to know. Hold on. Before I let you go, because the question is, what should he do with the money, not what's his roof look like?
You said the roof.
She said it can be saved.
It can be, but hold on. How long will it last if he puts the $8,000 into it before he has to fully replace it?
Great question.
It's a lifetime.
What?
It's a lifetime. Okay. They come out every 10 years and they check for leaks or anything. And if there's any leaks, they fill them for free.
Oh, I got to look into that.
We'll look into this. Okay, actually, this is good advice.
A lot of people don't know about it. It's well worth it. Ours is beautiful.
I wrote it down.
Noted.
The Guardian roof spray. I'm going to look into that. Appreciate you.
Not an ad. And we'll tell you if it should be later once we look into it.
Hey, listen, if you start hearing me endorse the Guardian all of a sudden, you know why. Appreciate you, Nancy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Darnell's in Milwaukee, who we have not dust off the theme song right now, dude.
You're going to need to reintroduce them.
Sorry, Darnell in Milwaukee. He's a regular. In case you forgot about him, he's back.
What up, Darnell?
Hey, Darnell. What should he do with his money? What do you think?
So, I texted him, but I still called.
Mm-hmm.
I say the roof as well.
Mm.
And I just recently started a roof company, so you get a friend discount, and you can still get your fence done and do something fun for the family.
Ooh. Okay, Darnell.
Ooh, Darnell, talk to him.
Dang, well, Billy in Germantown said, Pato, just double down on black and get everything you want.
Ooh, double up on black and get everything back.
Somebody else texted in and said, the fence, next year do the tats. And here's Darnell's text. Oh, I found it. He said, if you choose roofing, I could do it.
Okay, well, if we got the text, we know who to hit. Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Darnell, I love it. He's saying roof. Wepa. Great to hear from you, man. Yeah. Have a great day, all right?
Thanks, Darnell.
All right, you guys too.
Peace.
I'll finally meet him when he's working on your roof.
He was saying something else, and I got trigger happy. He knows.
He knows. He's fine.
And if he does come work on the roof, you can come hang out.
Exactly.
We ain't going to help, but we'll come hang out.
I'll sit in there with a lawn chair with my drink and watch, that's for sure. And I'll give positive reinforcement. I'll give support, and I'll cheer you on.
That's all you need.
Somebody texted in, DZ, I listen every day. And love listening to you and Allie. For your dishwasher, check out the Best Buy Outlet store. It's like a scratch and dent and returned appliances at a discounted price. Thank you.
Okay, let me note that too.
Noted. Last but not least, she's in Racine, and we don't have to dust her theme song off. Now, Amanda's coming at you. Look out. Hey, girl.
You're number one.
Boom.
Boom.
Amanda.
Boom, baby.
It was shocking to hear Darnell's voice.
I know.
And
I didn't remember that song.
Me neither. Who texted in that he should donate to the regular degulars is what I want to know.
Probably Ryan.
It was Ryan.
Or Saucy. Or Amanda. One of the three.
Who sent that Venmo?
It wasn't me, I swear.
Okay.
Who sent me a Venmo request?
I mean, if you want to donate, go ahead.
Get out of here.
All right, Amanda, what should DZ do with his tax refund? We gave you all the things. He needs a roof. He needs a dishwasher. He needs a tattoo.
I need multiple
tattoos. Yeah, you have a lot going on, and I don't think your tax return is going to pay for all that. So honestly, you work hard, DZ, so just play hard. Like, that's what I'm doing my tax return. We're going on vacations when I'm on maternity leave, and I can't wait to start drinking again.
Wait. You think maternity leave on vacation is going to be fun? Maternity leave at home sucks.
Last time it was.
Really?
Hey, some people like
it. Yeah, we went on vacation.
Okay, she's gonna have two now. Let's see. It will be a little different than when you had one. I'm just putting it out there. Amanda, I feel like I should warn you.
We'll check back in.
The vacation is different with two. Mm-hmm. But I'm wishing you the best on maternity leave.
Hey, she said
I'll just
spend
be drinking, man. I'll be
She'll
fine.
Be drunk anyway. She won't care.
Work hard, play hard. She said spend it on something fun.
I'll see you guys and I'll drink.
Fair enough. Listen on the Odyssey app and maybe you'll see Taylor Swift. Take you in.
Stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
We are so proud of our city right now. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Brum, brum, brum.
Did you see what award Milwaukee won? What business was named the best in the country?
I did not.
Number one in the country. We got the best public market.
Really? Milwaukee public market got the top notch?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, we were there for the Salvation Army in the winter. Remember, we were bell ringing.
That
was the last time we were there together.
Right. We've been there often enough on our own, though. Right. It's
absolutely
a staple. Come on. Another one.
The Milwaukee public market is great. Well, they did a whole who's got the best public market in the country. Because you see, like, Seattle is really famous for theirs. You've seen the fish throwing. You know, you see all that stuff on the pier.
Right.
Like, you see those kind of scenes and whatnot. But Milwaukee, we do hold it down. And it's quite, you see it no matter where you are when you're coming downtown. You can see it as you're coming in.
Especially going over the 794 side, hitting eastward, you just see that beautiful logo and you're like, dang, I wonder what's that?
Yeah, USA Today announced that the Milwaukee Public Market has been named the nation's best public market. Now, they were among 20 nominees across the country. So other ones, basically Detroit, Philadelphia. Hmm. We beat all these really big cities.
Yeah.
These are like top 10 cities.
Flex on them.
We have way less population in some of these cities, and we're beating them out. So, but there's all kinds of things. The Spice House, I've got spices from there.
The Courage from there.
You could walk into the public market and make a whole event out of it, because this weekend I just realized Owen and Hudson have never been inside the Milwaukee public market. So
they've never been?
No. And on set, because I always go either with my adult people or we're there for stuff, you know, or I'm going shopping and they're in school. But this weekend, I'm taking them to see Diary of a Wimpy Kid. They're doing the play at First Stage because Hudson's very into the books.
Yeah.
So I was
that age.
I should take them over to the Milwaukee Public Market this weekend.
Right there.
I'm going to do it.
You might as well.
Because you can eat there. You can shop.
Have a little fun.
Pat's Rib Place is now there. You've got floral shops. Freeze's Candy Shop.
The Candy Shop.
Margarita Paradise Mexican Restaurant.
They got the little bar restaurant right there.
See Adams Bakery. Which has the best baked goods. Oh,
man,
my gosh.
You can get the seafood ready to go.
St. Paul Fish Company.
Everything.
Aladdin Taste of the East. The Giraffe Patio. Basically, the West Dallas Cheese and Sausage Shop is it. Oh, sorry, you said that already.
Options. Well, I'm not saying names, but options are endless.
Yeah.
You can walk in there. They got all the Milwaukee stuff. You can walk out with some accessories.
Milwaukee
some
merch.
Apparel, the Milwaukee merch. Uh-huh. Hats, shirts, socks, pins, anything. Bro, they got it all.
I'm a fan of the Milwaukee Public Market, so I'm actually totally happy for them that they got named the best one in the country.
We're number one.
We're number one.
We're number one. Yeah, buddy.
Congratulations. And yeah, I'll let you know if I swing by there this weekend. That's what I'm thinking. Good opportunity to take the boys and let them experience it. You know,
they can judge, like, this is the number one, boys. Do you guys believe they're worthy? Are they worthy of the number one spot?
Should we have won this? Owen and Hudson judge the Milwaukee Public Market.
They decide.
They're going to be like, oh, yeah, they got cookies. This will work.
Oh, they're definitely, this definitely, is great, number one,
mom.
Definitely number one.
Can we get a t-shirt, mom? This
no
is
question.
Great.
No question. Definitely. Do they have toys?
Do they have stuffies, mom?
Oh, yeah, no question.
Number one. We're in, mom.
Number one.
Because I totally need a stuffie that says Milwaukee on it. I don't have enough on my bed yet.
Boy, I'll tell you.
All right. Well, congrats. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. And it is someone who wants to know if she's the jerk for basically calling out another parent.
Huh? Wait, for what, though?
Well, I'll tell you next.
No.
No, you gotta wait. Hold on. It's coming up.
Call the parent out?
Yes, which, I'm not gonna say a word. We'll talk about it next.
Fine.
I got a big mouth. I'll just be quiet. 103.7 KISS FM.
Jerk. 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today on Am I the Jerk, she wants to know if she's a jerk for basically telling another parent they're not very good at being a parent.
You called somebody else a bad parent, bro?
Yikes.
Hey, yo, hold on.
If you're going to do that, there better be some real stuff to back it up.
Extreme consequences for calling somebody a bad parent.
Parents know you don't judge other parents. The people that judge parents are the non-parents who don't know yet.
I mean, but if it's justified, I will hear it out.
Yeah, fair enough.
I will hear it out.
Okay.
Because if it's justified, you got to acknowledge, man. Because sometimes parents need to be taught how to be parents, too.
Fair enough. Here's what she wrote in. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling my sister-in-law she sucks as a parent? That was her headline.
It was family. Oh, my
and
God.
Even worse,
this
right?
This is getting crazy.
Yeah, she said, my sister-in-law and her friend Kate are boy moms, and I'm a girl mom. I don't know Kate very well. Only see her once in a while when my sister-in-law invites us over for playdates. But every time I do see her, both of them are always making comments like, quote, you wouldn't know because you don't have boys, unquote. Or, quote, boys will be boys. You'll understand when you have one, unquote. So we're at the park and their boys are being extra rambunctious, fighting with each other, kicking sand at other kids, swearing, etc. An older lady scorned at them and Kate got upset, telling the lady that one of her kids had ADHD and if she doesn't know anything, she should leave the disciplining to the parents. My sister-in-law began consoling Kate, telling her she's a great parent and people are just stupid. I've had enough of their BS, so I said, you wouldn't know a good parent if they slapped you in the face. Besides, both of you weren't even disciplining your kids, so someone had to.
Hey, you.
So, Allie and DZ, I know I was a petty, but was I the jerk?
Petitious.
First of all, bringing up the ADHD is not acceptable for me because not only do I have it, my children do, and that doesn't mean they don't have to behave. Right. There are things we may have to take extra steps to deal with, but is my kid going to be swearing at the park?
No.
Hell no. And am I going to blame that? Absolutely not. No, thank you.
No, that's deflection. That feels like deflection.
It is. It absolutely is because there are things they'll struggle with, but there are also things you discipline and they can do just fine.
Right.
So that to me was not okay to shout that out, nor necessary, or why your kid is swearing at the park.
But it's in there.
It's in there. Right? It's in there. It's part of the story.
And to them, it was important and relevant.
Kicking sand at other kids.
That's
your
not
kid's
cool.
Just a jerk.
Your
like, it's not. You know what I mean?
I didn't want to say that, man.
Well, I'm going
to
say
you got to teach a child what and what not to do. So that does come back to the parents, right?
Yes.
And if they're not, boys are rough though.
Of course they are.
And if the boys, I've played kick the sand. I remember doing it as a kid.
Totally.
If you're playing kick the sand and it's reciprocal, if everybody's playing kick the sand at each other, whatever.
Right.
If one of the kids is crying because they're getting sand kicked
then
at
it's
them,
a problem.
Then it's not okay.
Yeah.
If y'all are having a wood chip fight, throwing them back and forth, that's cool. If now you're just pegging one kid with them, bing, bing, bing.
However, I do get annoyed, though, that they're pumping each other up, the two women, telling them they're great parents when they're not. Like, I don't necessarily think she should have gotten involved and said anything because I don't think it's your job to tell other people how to parent, even when you know they are bad at it, right? Unless somebody's getting abused, right?
Okay.
However, or neglected.
Okay.
These are just punk kids. Like, this is not, you don't need to call anyone. They're just not disciplining their kids, you know?
Some random.
It's not her business.
Think about the picture that they painted, though. Some random random stranger, some older lady, came over and scolded the children.
Because it's that bad.
So then she went, oh, now a rando is saying something? Nah, man, y'all can't sit here and big each other up, back each other up. You guys weren't doing what you needed to do, and I need to say something, because she's not going to, the stranger that just reprimanded your own kid isn't going to say something, and I've had enough. I don't know why, I can't believe I'm defending her.
Honestly, I feel the same way too. Like, I don't like these kids at all. They're really doing this stuff, but I'm with you. I just don't think it's her place to tell people they're bad parents.
I agree.
I agree with you, Allie. I know. I think you just walk away and stop spending time with them because you don't want your kids to act like that. If your friends have bad kids, I don't want that rubbing off. Then I'll hang out with the adults separately.
That's on
and
them.
And I won't say a word about it. It's because I think they are bad at parenting. I'll just mind my own business. Because it's not for you to tell them.
I respect her saying something off of the premise that a stranger had to scold your kids for you. I would have rather she done it. I would have rather Petty Betty did it instead of some stranger at the park.
You know
what I mean?
Is that going to be her name, Betty? Petty Betty?
Petty Betty the jerk? Is Petty Betty the jerk?
And serious, because I get why the kids are annoying, but it's so, because I just know I've done things as a parent later. You can't judge because you're going to screw up.
Oh, if somebody else told me how to parent, I'd have a problem with that. Oh, yeah. But you know, family always got opinion.
You gotta ignore them.
Family always got something to say about it. Man, my mom tried to tell me not to get a boy's tap water. I was like, I almost swore. I was like, mother, you used to let me drink out of the hose. No question. You used to just let me drink out of any park fountain. No question. Now you're saying I gotta have filtered fountain water for the boys. What? I got a bottled water? What?
All of a sudden, your kids get better treatment, don't they?
Man. Come
414.
Always tell somebody else how to parent.
533-1037. It's so true. It's so true. I remember judging other parents, though, before I had kids. And even sometimes I have to catch myself and go, never say never, because you could screw up. We all screw up as parents.
Yeah, like, do you tell them, though?
No? Be careful. No, because you can't, because it's going to be you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Your kids may be crazy one day.
I can't believe I'm defending this,
I
man.
I know, because we both know. If we saw these kids at the park, we'd be like, horrible parents. We wouldn't say anything. That's what makes her the jerk.
I'd be happy
they're
that she
mine.
Did say something, though. Seeing the interaction and watching Petty Betty say something to them and be like, you weren't taking care of your own kids. I would have been like, yeah.
Maybe she's not the jerk. Damn it. Okay.
You feel me?
Yes.
But jerky behavior, but I'm kind of behind
it. Screw it. Let's talk to the callers next.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You can always send in your Am I the Jerks. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. And that's what happened with Petty Betty, who texted, or actually messaged us, not texted. And she wants to know if she's a, is she wrong for telling someone they're a bad parent, her sister-in-law.
I mean, family. You be open with the family, don't you?
Seriously. Janine is in Cudahy. Let's go to her. Good morning, Janine. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Well, we're confused, as you can tell if you were listening. We don't know which way to go because we don't want to judge other parents, but we do not like these people.
Right, man. And Janine, she's on day two on the way to a theme song.
Oh,
yes. I've been trying.
Okay.
Keep trying. We got you.
Is Petty Betty the jerk for telling her sister-in-law she's a bad parent?
Yeah, I was conflicted also. But I do say I'm going to go with jerk.
Okay.
Only because, you know, they are someone else's kids, and if you don't like it, they're the ones that have to deal with it. Don't be around it.
Unless they're in public.
At a park, which is where it sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
But don't be around it. If it bothers you, don't be around it.
Remove yourself.
Go to a different park.
Yeah.
You're the problem.
Yeah, just don't be around it.
That's not fair, but yeah.
Yeah, I have friends that I may not like their parenting style, and if it really bothers me, then I don't want to be around it because
Look, I get it. I'm sure there are parents who don't hang out with me because they're not a fan. Right.
Allie said I might have experienced this.
Do I care? No.
No.
But trust me, you know, everybody's parenting is different. I'm a single parent. I am around a lot of double parent homes, and parenting's different styles, especially with single parents, because you have different resources. So I get it. Depending on your style, you may not want to be around, you know.
And
you can remove yourself from that and
Janine
not tell them they're bad parents.
Get up out the situation. Why put yourself there and keep yourself there if you can go?
So she's saying she's a jerk for speaking up. Just get out of it.
Jerk.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. This is going to happen, this whole segment. We're going to be confused the whole time.
Right. And then it's going to turn into us agreeing with the person on the phone like, yeah, you know what? You are right.
I don't normally fly with the wind, but today I might be.
Just not my chair. Not my problem. You're right. No, remove yourself.
Everybody's got points. Yeah. All right, Janine. Uh-huh. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three.
Yes.
All right, have a great day. Bye.
Christina with the blue hair is up next, and she's a sassy one. So, Christina, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Is Petty Betty the jerk for telling her sister-in-law she's a horrible parent after their experience at the park?
Keep the book.
I'm going to have to hit you with the absolutely not. Oh. And matter of fact, she's my hero, okay? First of all, you don't even bite your tongue with your friends. I'm the type of friend, if my friend needs to be told something, I'm going to tell you.
Ooh.
So with family, oh, there's no tongues to be bitten.
Gloves
your
are
children are going to grow up with my children. My children have autism. I wish my kids would be out here swearing and kicking dirt.
There's no way. There's no way my kids are at a park acting like that. And I'm cool with it. No way.
Let's not leave immediately, dog.
I mean, if I'm okay with it, it's because I'm on the other side talking to somebody and I didn't see them yet, and I haven't laid it down yet.
Exactly. And then I'll turn around.
I'll take it a step further. I'm the old lady. I would have been like, get your little kids. You have to watch your children. These kids are going to grow up and they're going to date my daughter. No, thank you.
Said, not your little bad self, kids.
Nope, not mine. She said, yeah, definitely not the jerk. If you don't want people to speak up, keep you and your bad kids at home or be willing to lose your friendship with your family.
Okay.
To tell each other the truth. No sugarcoating.
Whereby, Christina with the blue hair.
Thank you, Christina. She said, not the jerk.
That's her hero.
Amen. Bye.
Right. Bye.
She said, not a tongue to be bitten.
Not one.
I love that line, dog.
We now have to go to our tiebreaker.
Sweet.
Who's a man? Let's go to Rico. Rico in Milwaukee. Hey, Rico.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Papa?
You're the one.
What's going on?
You get to decide.
So, I don't think she's a jerk. I mean, if you can't keep your kids in the right way and keep them straight and not causing trouble all the time, and if they're going to do it right in front of your face and you do nothing about it, somebody's got to speak up.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to say something.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's family, it might hurt the family member that you're saying something about their parenting, but, you know, life will go on. And the reality is, you know, everybody needs to have their opinion. If you see something wrong, you got to say something regardless of what the, consequences could be.
Rico, I think we're going to start a new park culture in Milwaukee where now we've approved it that you can tell other parents they suck is what we just established.
Well, there we go. I mean, you know, there's always, new things in life we experience, and I guess that's one.
No, so. I'm with you, though. If kids are this crazy and nobody's taking care of them, I can't imagine saying absolutely nothing. I don't know if I would.
No, you can't just sit there like, just let it all happen. But, seeing them do something to this kid, that kid, you know.
But would I walk up and go, you're a bad parent? No, I would be like, you need to get your kid.
Get your kid.
I would never
you
say something like,
your
you're a bad
up.
Parent.
Right.
Yeah. I would say, your kid is a problem. Can you go deal with that? But never would I say, you're a horrible parent, because it might have been a moment in time where she found out something bad. And that's what I'm saying. You never know why they're checked out on that day.
Yeah,
or are they always
true.
Or are they always checked out?
She attacked him.
We don't know.
She attacked him instead of trying to help him. Right?
Yeah. Well,
Rico,
would you want to help those kids?
Awesome.
Nah, hey, we love you, man. You awesome back, brother.
Hey, thanks, Rico. You have a great day.
Hey, one more thing.
Oh.
Can I shout out my TikTok?
This TikTok.
No.
This
Bye,
TikTok.
Rico.
Get out of here, man. Get peace, man.
What the hell?
We'll talk to you tomorrow, fam.
But you know what?
TikTok.
Get a theme song. We'll give you a TikTok.
Right.
How about that?
TikTok before theme song? Papa, it's backwards. Theme song before TikTok.
What about the Kiss FM TikTok before I'm giving out your TikTok, Rico? And my TikTok and DZ's TikTok.
What?
That was cute.
Nah, I love Rico. He's funny. He said,
what
hey,
if he has
question.
Some crazy following and we don't know?
Rico's TikTok.
Now I want to know his TikTok.
Well, we already hung up.
Dang it. Of tomorrow, Rico.
Rico, you know what to do. You know the number.
All right. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you a story. It's a local story about a celebrity who surprised a local business. A celebrity was in town. This just happened this week. And decided to go visit someone.
Was it at the game?
It was, I don't know if.
I mean, there were celebrities at the game.
He might have been in town for the game. He's very, very famous, this guy. But he decided to surprise a local business, and it made news headlines.
Is he local from here?
Nope.
What?
No. He's very famous. And he's been famous for years.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what local celeb surprised a business in our area.
All went, right.
Surprise, I'm here. Made headlines.
Said hi.
Celebrity sightings in the area. We love these things. So I'll tell you who it is next. 103.7 Kiss FM. We love a celebrity sighting in Milwaukee, don't we?
True.
We are so nosy like that. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And we don't get a lot outside of Bucks games.
Fair.
And Brewers games, maybe.
A sprinkle of random.
Even at Brewers games, you don't see them. At the Bucks games, at least they're courtside sometimes.
Right, or in the suite, so you're, or they'll show them on Bucks
on camera.
TV.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to share this story that I thought was really cool about Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk?
Skateboarder, video game, God, Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk was in town. Get this. He was at the Turf Park in Greenfield.
Where?
The Turf Park in Greenfield.
That's not that far.
No, it's not. And while he was there, he put that on his Instagram that he was at this Turf Park in Greenfield. So when he put that on his Instagram, a local business owner saw it and sent him a message. Who was the local business owner? The guy that owns an arcade in Maguanago. Hold on. Hear me out. Here, let me explain this whole story.
Okay, I'm listening.
So apparently, like 4 years ago, Tony Hawk gave this guy that owns this business, James, who owns Vintage Vault Arcade in Maguanago, gave him a shout out about his business, about this arcade, how cool it was. So when the owner saw that Tony Hawk was in town this week and saw it on Instagram, he messaged him and said, hey, you should come by and see the arcade. Because when Tony gave him the shout out years ago, he said, I'll have to come visit sometime. And he went, hey, guess what? Come visit. Tony Hawk got in the car on Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. and drove to Maguanago, and him and his crew went in, the guy said luckily they had the last customer had left around 8, so Tony Hawk and his friends used the arcade and got to do their whole thing and play in Maguanago, and probably the most famous person Maguanago's seen in a while.
Come on now.
Because Maguanago's on the way to Janesville. You got to go down there 43 South past Big Bend. You know, you're out there. So Tony Hawk just probably got on 43 and just drove out.
He just hit it.
He said, I'll go to Maguanago. What the hell? His friends.
Tony Hawk just is a man of the people, honestly. He's been out here for years.
Yeah.
Just chilling, driving by, handing out skateboards, hitting up arcades for the fun.
The owner said they pretty much had an arcade jam-a-thon. It was like a two-hour thing.
I would have figured out a way to have a ramp built immediately and be like, hey, Tony. Just shred a little something.
The owner said he's probably the most famous person who's ever come to Maguanago. I would think because of his work. He just is worth so much because of his video game alone, I would say. I mean, I know he's got all his skateboarding stuff. He's got so much stuff.
Man, he's got so much stuff. He's not young anymore. Is he the most known skater anymore?
No.
Our generations of folks.
It's the video
games. It's the video games. Uh-huh. It's the tricks. Ain't nobody did some of the things he did before. Uh-huh. And the fact that he's still doing it.
Yeah.
Man's is a G.
Isn't that cool? And the guy put up a picture of him and Tony Hawk, too.
And apparently he's just a regular dude that'll just hit it up the highway to come to an arcade when asked to do so for some fun.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Somebody texted and said, we love that arcade. How cool. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. There are celebrity sightings, though, and we've talked about this before. I love it when people call in with them because I want to hear them.
Yeah.
414-533-1037. I know they're not huge celebrities to you, but you just saw the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City at the Bucks game, and I got real excited about that one.
That got me
really pumped.
That's true. That's true.
That was an exciting one for me. I'm not gonna lie.
I got that picture for you, dog. We got to figure out how to AI your body instead of my body in the picture, so you can have it.
We'll add me in.
Yeah, we'll just add you in. But there
are celebrity sightings like that people don't know about or don't see.
I figured you would have been interested in this one.
Who?
I just met Kenny Brash, the guy from The Bachelorette.
I'm not gonna lie, you texted me that you met him at the Taylor Swift release party at the Rave on Friday.
He was the DJ.
I didn't know
him and Pat.
I'm not gonna lie, I had to look him up. That guy has like a ton of followers. I went, he was on the I didn't know he was on The Bachelor
and like
all
Bachelorette
that.
In Paradise.
He's been on a few.
Or Bachelor in Paradise, something like that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, damn, guy was at the Rave?
Really chill dude. He was the guy that did the Tortured Poets Department album release listening party at the Rave.
That's
he literally DJed it with another cat. They
they do these things all over. They've done a few at the rave. That was my last celebrity sighting. I got to actually work with that guy.
That's cool.
I've never met him. I actually didn't know exactly who he was, but he looked familiar.
Right.
You see him on the billboards, ads, Instagram, whatever.
Totally.
As soon as I found out, I was like, oh, once it clicked, I was like,
that guy.
You.
That guy.
That was my last celebrity sighting.
Our very own Brew, who you hear in the afternoons, he's been on the Circle. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Brew was on the Circle, you guys. Like, that's insane.
Fire.
And so, I mean, we've had him on the show to talk about it, but I think about that and I go, Brew's actually really famous because of that.
I want to holla at him because I'm trying to be on the Circle.
Well, he probably knows the guy.
Right? Don't right. think about it. Hey, we're getting off topic.
Sorry,
414-533-1037.
You can text or you can call that number. We want to hear about it. I cannot wait to hear who you guys have seen lately in the area. Celebrity sightings locally. Top the Tony Hawk one if you can or not. We're here for it. Wow, the texts are on fire right now as we talk about local celebrity sightings. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ.
Phones are too, dog.
You know, whoever wrote, once I saw Giannis at a Bucks game, knock it off. You know what I'm talking
about.
Knock it off.
Crazy.
We're talking about actual celebrity sightings out in the wild because Tony Hawk decided to go visit an arcade in Maguanago this week and spent 2 hours there because the owner had
just randomly hit him up.
Hit him up after meeting him years ago or having a comment on a post. So anyway, local celebrity sightings. Let's start with our boy in Racine. Because I think I misheard who he said. There's no way he met these people. Tony's in Racine. Tony, good morning.
Good fam.
Morning, you guys.
Tony, I think you're a liar, unless I misheard you.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh. Well, that's nothing new. I'm usually busy when people are talking anyway. He was on the phone. I go, that's great, click.
All right, hold on. No, Tony, talk to us, man. What was your latest celebrity sighting?
Well, no, I went somewhere and seen them out and about, so it wasn't local here.
Oh, girl, that's fine.
That's okay.
So
go
that's
on.
That's what I was talking about. So I spent the month in Paris, and I just so happened to be around the French Open and right down the street from Wimbledon, and we were eating. And it was me and my grandmother and my uncle and a group of other people were you know, sitting next to us as a group. And they walked right past us in front of the restaurant by Wimbledon, and it was the Serena sisters,
Venus
and Serena?
No. Can we stop this for 1 second so I can point something out? I thought I was losing my mind because I have been to Paris and I've been to London, and Wimbledon's in London, not Paris.
I don't know.
Well, yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm trying to make the story make sense because he just said I spent a month in Paris, and at Wimbledon in Paris I saw, and I'm like, Wimbledon's not in Paris, my guy, so I don't know what you're talking. So I'm like, are you sure?
I'm a trusting guy. I just took his word as bond.
It was not Wimbledon.
It was one trip.
It's like the French Open or something.
I went to my grandma for graduation. She took me to London and then Paris. So I'm just combining the whole thing together.
Fair, because there's somebody listening who knows the difference, and I'm like, that's like saying I was in Green Bay, but you're really in Cleveland, you know?
Once you get into Europe, though, I know you can just basically hop on a train and get around with like the universal passport they let you get.
So you saw the Williams sisters.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Jinx.
And double jinx.
Jinx.
The group pointed it out and made such a fuss. They actually came over to the table where they were, and like a dozen people got to take pictures with them and Roger Federer. So we all got
Federer too.
These are like some of the biggest
tennis legends.
These are legends. This is like running into like a Kobe before he died, or even like a LeBron. That's like running into the Williams sisters and Roger Federer. That is the top of the tennis world.
That's wild.
It was the
That's
French insane. Open. It was the best time to be there. So I was like super geeked. And the fact that they responded to the group making such a scene.
Yeah.
I was very surprised they came over and showed like support. Like they're love. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, they are awesome. Down to earth. Like, man, I loved it.
How do you top that?
I don't know.
Tony might
find
have won already.
Well,
this guy.
Meeting us does not count. And whoever texted that in is cracking me up. They said, I saw Allie at Target the other day. Knock it off.
That was my boy Angelo.
I guarantee it was your friend.
That was my brother. I can guarantee it.
Oh, man. Tony. All right, Tony. Thank you. Man. We love you.
You too, man. He met the sisters and Roger.
And we didn't talk to Tony in a minute. It's good to hear from him.
It was good to hear. I know he's busy planning his wedding. You know that.
That's
come on now.
True,
we can't hold it against him.
Mm-hmm. People are texting in more celebrity sightings. They keep bringing up the Vin Diesel when he was in Hartford. We've talked about that on this show, though, because we found out Vin Diesel had a kid in the area.
Somehow.
And he was spotted at like Scoop DeVille in Hartford getting ice cream.
That
was years ago, though. And we haven't had any sightings like that of him since.
Did I tell you about the time that I kicked Young Gravy out of a bar?
Yeah, but I still love that story. I love that story. And I hold on. You're telling that again after we go to Miranda. Yes, you are. Miranda in New Berlin's got a really big one. So I want to pull her
big,
up.
Big, bigger than Tony?
I said it didn't get bigger, but this one's just as big almost. Hi, Miranda.
Miranda, morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Local celebrity sightings or in Paris. pick a state.
Whichever.
Or a country.
What country?
Where did
hemisphere.
You, who did you see and where?
Yeah, so my sister works at Five Corners Dodge in Cedarburg, and they sold a vehicle to Kevin Hart.
Knock it off.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say you saw him at like an ice cream shop as well. I didn't think you were going to say he went and bought a car.
Kevin Hart bought a car in Cedarburg?
Knock it off. Are you serious?
For the weekend?
Why?
What?
Why?
Yeah, so it's actually kind of like hush-hush. They have to hide the vehicle because it's some vehicle he bought that they're preparing for the tracks, I guess. Like, I didn't know he was into racing or anything like that.
Go on. I knew he liked to race a little bit. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he has been in an accident or two.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So they're getting a car ready for him to race?
Mm.
Yeah, and they're really hoping he comes in person to pick it up. So she's going into work every day.
Ooh. Well, I hope everybody goes into work every day because we do too. Yeah. So good job.
One, they pay you for it. Two, you got
to
be there.
This is the work from home era. I think I'll go to work today. Maybe. Yeah. I guess. You know, what the hell?
I didn't know it was going to get bigger, but Miranda ain't lying.
Wow. So Kevin Hart's going to be here. Was it this week? This weekend? It's happening because he's in town, remember? He's literally here.
What you doing later? You trying to go to Cedarburg?
Yeah.
What's up?
I actually want to go see
him. There will probably be some sightings downtown Milwaukee, maybe, if
easily.
He's in the area already.
Getting food, out and about, maybe walking. Of course.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, he's in town this weekend, the 27th. Oh, my goodness, at the Miller High Life Theater, because we gave away tickets.
Yep.
That's why I was like, wait, we gave away tickets. I know he's here this weekend.
So he's grabbing.
Which means he's coming back also to get the car.
He's double-dipping.
Yep.
He loves Milwaukee.
All right, well,
Miranda,
I guess we'll all be at Cedarburg this weekend.
I was going to say, Miranda, we'll see you in Cedarburg, right?
Can they move it? Can they move the Strawberry Festival or something so we have something to do while we wait? Just saying.
Get out of here.
No,
bro.
Cedarburg's a great city. Thanks for calling, Miranda.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You too. Have a great day. Bye.
Wow, that one kind of blew me away.
I didn't think it was going to get bigger and better, but look at that.
I did not either.
Finally,
let's go to Kathy in Waukesha. We'll talk to her last. We're talking about local celebrity sightings. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
So we had Tony Hawk and Maguanago and Greenfield this week, we found out. We also just talked to Miranda, who claimed Kevin Hart bought a car in Cedarburg.
Crazy.
A race car. And now who have you seen?
Well, about 6 years ago, my bosses took me to a Bucks game, and I was sitting courtside, and I looked across the court, and Bill Clinton was there.
Ah, what?
Woo! Look away. Yeah. Look away. Don't make eye contact.
He saw me. He caught me.
It's the president.
Definitely got a death stare from him. But
wait, did he get mad when you were taking pictures?
He had a little bit of an angry face.
You can't be the president. No, I don't care. If you were the president, you're up for it. We're taking pictures when we see you. I don't care what party you're part of. I don't care if I voted or didn't vote for you. I'm taking
a picture of you.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're sleepy.
The president? I mean, the president?
Listen, I don't care if you're sleepy. I don't care if you're Mr. Cheeto. I don't care if you're Little Black Dress Approved. If I see you in public and your name was ever Mr. President, I'm taking a picture
that
of you.
That part. And I'm doing a selfie also with me turned around with you in the background.
Yelling, it's Mr. President!
I definitely just took a bunch of pictures, but when I'm not driving, I'll try to send you some.
Send us some.
Please,
I want to see.
Dude,
I want to see Bill Clinton's stink face.
It looks like his regular face.
All right. Pretty much it.
Thanks, Kathy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye. That was a great one. I wonder if he had a saxophone.
Somebody said, I saw Tom Hanks while he was filming Road to Perdition in Chicago Heights. So that's closer.
Close-ish.
People are texting in saying that, Kevin Hart won't be picking that vehicle up. A guy I know delivered a car from Wisconsin to Kevin Hart. Oh, now there's multiples?
Oh, now everybody knows what's going on with this car, huh?
Jeez. Vince Vaughn, somebody said, in Lake Geneva, because he's always there for the Dungeons and Dragons tournament.
And it's because he's from Lake Forest, Illinois. Mm-hmm. So he's from just south of here. Like, he comes to Milwaukee often enough. Tech 9, I believe, has some ties to the area somehow.
Yes, somebody texted in and said, I met T-Pain at the Milwaukee Mile. And T-Pain's coming back with Pitbull in August. I am pumped for that show.
At this rate, T-Pain is an honorary Wisconsinite. Y'all know that, right?
Without a doubt.
Excuse me, Wisconsinite.
Wisconsin. Thank you, DZ. Low. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
We have got more tickets to see NF coming up in the next, less than 20 minutes, because he's going to be in town in less than 2 weeks at Fiserv, and we will be there too.
Yeah, tickets not long away.
So hold on for those. Okay, DZ, I will admit that yesterday I got a text from you that almost made me fall out of my chair laughing.
I didn't think you were going to do what you did with that text either.
I can't believe I put it up on Facebook. How stupid was that? And I had to take it down because I went, why did I post that on Facebook? That's disgusting.
I didn't post it for specific reasons.
So gross.
Allison.
You're talking to me. You know I'm in trouble when he uses my birth name, okay?
Full name.
Do like my mom. Allison Faith.
Oof.
Okay, so no, this is what happened. And then DZ, I need this actual story from you. You sent me a picture and said, all it said was, Picasso Strikes Part 3.
Man.
And after I put it up on Facebook and said, thoughts and prayers for Aaron and DZ, I went, that's disgusting. You can't put that picture up on Facebook.
Nasty.
People are going to be eating dinner and they're going to see that. And that's disgusting. So I deleted it. So. Yeah. That's why. But now you tell them what you sent to me.
So what I sent, Allie, was a picture of our window. More particularly, Sammy's window. Our son, young Samurai. He decided to, again, when we...
Nope, he's perfect.
We put him down for a nap.
He's so perfect.
Paint the walls. Picasso strikes again. This man, okay, he's not even Picasso anymore. Y'all know Banksy, the artist?
Sure. No, not like Picasso, but sure, okay.
He's poopsy. You never know when he's going to make a drop. But when he does, it's a splash. Man.
What is with this kid smearing his poop all over the walls of the window?
I don't know
he
what
he needs
it
to
is.
Be an artist. That's so, it. Clearly.
Yeah, something. He needs to be something. What happened was, and let me just paint the picture because y'all are going to understand when I explain. I had just put Danny down for a nap, Sammy as well, and I went, well, I think...
I'll take a break.
I'm going to sit for a second.
Good for you.
Danny was still fussing.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let me pat your back, finish feeding you this bottle, pat, pat, pat.
Night, night.
Night, night. As he falls asleep.
Now it's daddy's nap time.
So do I.
Yes.
I did not mean to.
You can, what do you mean? You got to have two kids under three and not nap when they nap, dude. You got to nap.
I had.
Especially when you get up at four like we do.
I had dishes in the sink. I was going to do those first, then sit down and chill. So I had plans.
Look at you.
I had my idea in my course of action.
Mr.
Nothing. I ain't get to none of that.
Okay, sorry.
Mr. Nothing, because nothing happened.
So impressed.
but as Danny falls asleep finally, so do I. I thought Sammy had fallen asleep too.
Mm-hmm.
He did not. All of a sudden, maybe about 20, 30 minutes after I fall asleep, I hear Sammy's voice really loud.
Oh, no.
From the living room? Not in his room.
Uh-oh.
So I go, uh-oh. Stand up, shoot up immediately.
Because you're like, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Because now you realize you got a baby.
How did he get out of his room?
Mm-hmm.
He's a strong 2-year-old. Anyway.
He's not the only 2-year-old leaving his room. Parents get it.
Obviously.
We know, yeah.
As soon as I walk out of our room, the smell hits me. And I go, Picasso, no! Sammy, come in!
Who texted in Jackson Pollock? Stop! With the artist.
This man is going to have Dookie-only nicknames for the rest of his life.
Dude, we've talked. talking about this kid doing this. And so we talked about this one other time, and that's where Picasso came from, that he did this to you last time. But you said to me in the text that it was the third time. So now I'm like, hold on, the math isn't mathing here. How many times has Sammy played with his, you know, poop and put it on the wall and window?
This man he's on a trilogy that is on air. In real life, this has probably happened like 4 or 5 times. Mm. 4 or 5 easily. But that I've talked about, this is now the third. He needs to stop.
Somebody texted in and said, this is actually a good text, I think. And he might be too big for this. It says, get zip-up pajamas, but try to get the footless ones, and then cut the feet off if you have to, and then put it on backwards so he can't unzip it. And I'm like, oh, you're basically putting him in a straight jacket. You're
putting him in a straight jacket.
Then you won't have poop on the window. Nope. I actually don't think that's that bad of an idea.
Until he figures out how to get the zipper off from
behind.
He'd
have to. It'd be hard. This I can't even get a zipper off from behind.
This kid is maniacal. He'll figure it out. I don't know. He's an ingenious S.O. lovely bee. Love my son, but Picasso. Jackson Pollock.
Yes.
Poopsie.
How many times has he done this?
Too many. Too many to count. About 5 legit times, 3 on air, and it better stop here.
Are you guys ready to potty train him yet? Or you think?
He's clearly ready himself.
Yeah.
He's just is refusing to get on the potty, bruh. Like, he's not locked into actually going yet. But he's ready to potty train.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I know. It's a hard, hard thing to do. You just have to go for it.
We were trying to wait until my wife was on vacation for the summer. Y'all know she's a teacher. He's not going.
He's not going.
We got to start training sooner.
Yeah, it says, somebody texted in, he doesn't like sitting in it. Well, nobody likes sitting in their poop.
He was sleeping. Why? Well, I guess he wasn't sleeping because he woke up.
He was having a good time.
I'll spare y'all the details, but the image I sent Allie is not the same image I sent my wife.
Oh, God.
I spared you the details, too. What I thought was funny
mine was gross.
You could see his handprints on the window. You can see the little finger poopski handprints.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I said, he's like Banksy, but poopski.
Okay.
You never know, and it's always a surprise when he drops.
I have questions. He's always a surprise. I have questions. What happened after you realized it between you and Sammy? Like, then what happens next? What are you guys doing now that you're 5 in now? Do you just go, screw it? Like, what do you even do? Because Owen and Hudson never did this. I got really lucky.
You got to clean it up no matter how disgusting it is.
Which sucks,
right? Well, I think what's important...
Does he care? Does he feel like if you yell at him or you say, Sammy, you can't do this, does he even seem fazed by it?
He doesn't understand because you show him his hands and go, Papi, that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
This is gross.
Gross.
Ew, poop, smell it. Like, you're like, smell it. And he's like, poop? You're like, yes, popo, no,
gross.
Ew. It goes in your diaper, it goes in the bathroom. We don't touch it with our hands. This is nasty. He knows what nasty is. He clearly doesn't understand what being that nasty is.
Right.
Because he just kind of looks
and goes, something to play with.
Nasty. Okay. But then does it again. Dude.
Yeah.
Picasso strikes again. This man's trilogy is going to be longer than the Fast and Furious series, man.
Oh, gosh. So now what?
I don't know. What do you mean, now what?
Wait, what did Erin say when she got home or when she texted you back, obviously? What did she say?
She said, hey, it'd be like that, don't it? She had to deal with the last Picasso.
I was going to say, did she go, not my problem, I was at work?
Hey, I mean, he got it everywhere. Back on the bed, all the sheets, every stuffed animal he could, the walls.
That's the worst.
The windows.
That's the stressful
part. The doorknob, because, again, he got out of his room.
And you have to go crazy to disinfect it because it's poop. You don't want people to get sick.
The amount of spray and the amount of disinfectant wipes that I use.
I can't imagine.
The amount of baby wipes. I filled the whole garbage bag of just Picasso incident.
What is it with them touching it? I don't get it.
Sensory.
It's got to be a sensory thing. I used to find like little streaks of it on the side of the toilet, and I won't even call them out now because my kids get mad when I tell these stories because they're older. And I would go, "Who is like wiping it on the side of the toilet?" And they, I don't know.
Gets it on their hands, and then
like,
they get
one of you two is not using toilet paper
correctly.
So we need to, and it stopped now. But that was a thing for a while where I was like, who's doing this? This is disgusting. And are you washing your hands, you sickos? Jeez. Everybody's texting in. Molly from Milwaukee. Yes, put them on backwards. Works wonders. My son was also a Picasso. Okay, thank you, Molly.
I think I'm going to have to. That might be the only solution until he's actually ready to potty train, bruh.
And he is small enough because he was a preemie. You could probably still get him in these onesies, couldn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, cut the feet off.
We could still get like size, 3, 14.
hoodie onesies and he'll be all right.
Somebody said, get him some paint.
I don't
but then you got to deal with a two-year-old with paint. It's a nightmare either way.
He's got paint. Y'all think that's not a solution we've already tried?
Oh, yeah, your wife's a teacher. She's got this.
Yeah, come on now. That's all. We don't need more solutions.
No, we're good.
Need to update. It's the trilogy, the latest edition of Pucasso.
Thank you for sharing. I'm sorry. Thoughts and prayers, even though I took the Facebook post down. Thoughts and prayers.
Got to do something before we lose control of this one, dog.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for sharing. People are texting in. We'll keep reading them. And then coming up next, don't go anywhere, because in the next less than 10 minutes, we've got tickets to see NF at Fiserv Forum.
Show do.
So hold on. It's coming up shortly. 103.7 KISS FM.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, no. I'm sorry that I let you down.
Such a great song. NF, Let You Down on 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, morning.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Buenos dias.
Hey.
Natalie's in Grafton. Don't make me speak Spanish before you, DZ.
I mean, go ahead, do your thing.
Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
How we doing? What you up to this morning?
I'm driving to work right now.
Where at? Because we're nosy. Tell us everything. Go.
Oh, that part.
I'm an educator, and I work at a congregation in Fox Point.
Oh, nice. Congregation? Yeah. Like a temple? Like a church? Like a church? Yeah. Okay.
A temple.
Private school.
You know, Jewish girl, her congregation. I'm like,
talk to me.
That's what they always call it. Yeah. Awesome. Yep. Well, Natalie, thanks for educating the youth.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You're going to see NF in 2 weeks. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you. I'm so excited.
That's right.
He's going to be at Fiserv Forum. DZ and I will be there Wednesday, May 8th. It's going to be a great show, and we'll hear songs like that one. So there you go, Natalie. Congrats.
Thank you.
Who are you bringing with you? You got a plan already?
You know, I'll probably bring my daughter. She's never been to a concert, and I think she'll have a lot of fun.
How old is she?
She is 12.
I thought about bringing Owen. I really did, because he's 12.
It's
and it's
a good
such a
show.
Great mental health. He raps about mental health. Like, there's all these great things. I was like, I thought about it, and it's a thought.
Our first winner wasn't, didn't they say it was going to be their kid's first concert?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You and Natalie, now you saying it's maybe your kid's first concert. We'll see.
We'll see.
I love the idea.
Yeah, exactly. Well, either way, whoever you take, have a great time, Natalie, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. We'll see you at the show.
All right, bye.
So we'll have another chance tomorrow. It'll be your last chance. And by the way, if you're into winning concert tickets, we also are giving away a trip to see Taylor Swift in London for 4 people. We're going to fly you and 3 people over there to see her. And all you have to do to enter to win that is just listen to us on the Odyssey app for 1 hour and you're entered to win. And every day you can add a new hour.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're already listening in your car right now, you might as well flip over to the Odyssey app through your car or something.
Make it worth
more. Plug it
in,
do your car play, listen through the app, and then you get the entry to see Taylor Swift.
We're already basically your side therapist. And then your
side.
Your fake therapists are going to give you the Tay
in the
UK?
I'm the main. You can be the side. I'm the main.
You want to be somebody's main therapist?
Yes, I do not want to be the side to anything.
All right. Allie's words.
I didn't say I'm going to give you good advice. Come on.
Disclaimers.
Come on.
Disclaimers,
well,
baby.
Natalie's going another chance tomorrow, and we'll enjoy that. Have a great day, everybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.